WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeing Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Deadly attack outside a British synagogue on Yom Kippur.
It's devastating to hear on the holiest day of the year for the Jewish community.
Two dead, three seriously injured.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. After this morning's car and stabbing rampage at a Manchester synagogue, Scotland Yard confirming...
Kent Terrorism Policing has declared this as a terrorist incident.
Get back!
Police are being praised for their speedy response. 3 minutes after the first emergency call, specialist armed officers were being scrambled. 7 minutes after they shot the suspect dead.
Two other people arrested in that case. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports European leaders are trying to counter Russia's aggressive drone behavior.
Denmark's prime minister opened the meeting.
Russia will not stop until they are forced to do so. And they are a threat, not only to Ukraine, but to all of us.
She said peace with Russia can only be achieved through strength.
We have to make our common Europe so strong that war against us becomes unthinkable.
Here at home, CBS's Nicole Skanga has more on the Trump administration's troop push in several American cities.
The National Guard is expected to arrive in Portland imminently. We also know that the National Guard is expected to arrive in Memphis within the next few days or so. What we know at this point is that they won't be armed or masked. They also won't be making any arrests. Instead, that's going to fall largely on law enforcement.
On day two of the government shutdown, the White House is poised to order layoffs and cut Democratic programs. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
It's likely going to be in the thousands, and that's something that the Office of Management and Budget and the entire team at the White House here, again, is unfortunately having to work on today. These discussions and these conversations, these meetings would not be happening if the Democrats had voted to keep the government open.
An immigration judge has denied Kilmar Abrego Garcia's bid for asylum. He can appeal. CBS's Michael Wallace.
He was first denied asylum in 2019, but a judge did not deport him to El Salvador at the time because a gang there was targeting his family. When the Trump administration deported Abrego Garcia this past March, the Supreme Court ordered he be brought back, after which he was immediately charged with human smuggling.
A Royal Caribbean cruise ship that docked this morning in Miami was not a pretty sight. This passenger says the norovirus hit hard.
The last time I looked, they said there were like 98 people, but my guess is there were probably hundreds of people. Hundreds. My wife told me she went to the ladies' restrooms and we're all pretty messed up.
Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down 54 points. The S&P is down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine firefighter was hurt fighting that big fire at a vacant building yesterday. There were minor injuries. The Washington Avenue building was fenced off and had previously been deemed unsafe. Investigators are still looking into the cause, which could include arson. A 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman has been charged after crashing into a school bus while driving under the influence Monday. Police say Raven Mata also had her 2-year-old child in the car. The bus driver was injured in the crash on Stewart Road. The 19 kids on board were not hurt. United Healthcare and Ascension Wisconsin Hospitals failed to reach an agreement, so Ascension is now out of network for those with United Insurance. It affects several plans. The company say they will try to work things out. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night after a crash between a motorcycle and a car by Durango's on 22nd Avenue. We're working on learning more about what happened. And Governor Evers was in town celebrating the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center yesterday. It was funded in part by $14 million in state taxpayer dollars. The center aims to boost startups and jobs, making Kenosha a regional innovation hub. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southeast breeze. Highs warming to the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and lower 60s. A much warmer Friday on the way with sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Sing along with that one. You have to sing along with this one. Come on, get the whole office or the loading dock or wherever. If you're stopped in your car at a stoplight, roll down the window, get everybody to sing along with Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Yeah.
News at Timeless Hits, WRJN. Another multi-state Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest keyword coming up right after 1 o'clock here on WRJN. And next hour, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, too. Much to look forward to.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
My love.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine firefighter was hurt battling that big fire early yesterday. Injuries weren't bad enough to require a trip to the hospital. The fire broke out at around 3:40 at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue near Packard. The building had been fenced off for years and had been flagged by the building department as being unsafe and in danger of collapsing. Investigators are still looking into what started the fire and haven't ruled out arson. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night to help someone injured in a crash. It was a collision between a motorcycle and a car that happened on 22nd Avenue and 31st by Durango's. We're working on learning more about what happened. Formal charges have been filed against a 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman that allegedly crashed into a school bus Monday morning while driving under the influence. A criminal complaint says Raven Mata, who has a previous OWI conviction, had her 2-year-old in the car when she crossed the center line and collided with a bus. There were 19 kids on it. They weren't hurt, but the bus driver was injured. Police say Mata told officers she took sleeping pills and was struggling with her mental health. Again, the bus driver was injured, but the kids on board were not. Mata faces multiple charges, including OWI causing injury with a minor in the vehicle. The old auto plant site is now a hotspot for new business. Governor Tony Evers joined Kenosha leaders yesterday to celebrate the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center. The $23.5 million facility received $14 million from state taxpayers through a program to help communities recover and grow after the pandemic. The center will offer space and support for startups with the hope of making Kenosha a regional hub for innovation and jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southeast breeze. Highs warming to the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and lower 60s. A much warmer Friday on the way with sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
No.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I told you that I worked at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva, right? Well, one time I walked into one of the dining areas, and there was Hugh Hefner and Dennis Weaver, the actor, having a fight. And I'm the one that broke it up. I tore him apart, and I said, "Hey, Hugh, get off of McLeod." That was a long way to go for that one. Dan Marcus, WRJN. I live on the apartment on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Since I work 5 pounds, if I have this kind of detergent.
Right.
At Oak Creek, going at it under the Friday night lights. Hear the whole game starting at 6:40 with the pregame here on WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, the multi-state Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest keeps going with another keyword, and it's coming shortly after 1 o'clock next hour. You could win the daily prize of $200 green, as in cash, or gold jewelry, actually, and gold jewelry, green and gold. And if you're not the daily winner, that's okay. You entered, and that makes you eligible for indoor club seats to see a team dressed in purple lose to a team dressed in green and gold in November. Indoor club seats in November up north. Good luck to you from WRJN.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555. And get her done.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage. Warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray.
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works six times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
WRJN. 1, 2, 3.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Quite possibly the best female voice of the last 100 years, Karen Carpenter.
Love, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, the two of us, strangers in many ways. Let's take a lifetime to say, I knew you well, for only time will tell us so.
News and timeless hits, WRJN.
We'll be right back.
update you with CBS News. That's on the way next after the Dave Clark 5 on WRJN.
You say that you love me.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. British police call it an act of terrorism, the car and knife attack near a Manchester synagogue that left two people dead and three people seriously hurt. Police say the attacker was shot and killed, and two others have been arrested.
Journalist Jake Wallace Simons says the Manchester synagogue attack has left his fellow British Jews shocked and grieving, but not surprised. He says Jews have been avoiding outward expressions of their faith and worshipping under tight security here for years.
There's been a sense of inevitability that sooner or later something will get through, and tragically, that happened this morning on the holiest day of the Jewish year.
Anti-Semitic incidents have soared here since the start of Israel's Gaza offensive. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Here at home, in the wake of the deadly Michigan church attack last Sunday, there's a call to help the gunman's family.
David Butler, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, says he set up the fund for gunman Thomas Jacob Sanford's wife and child because they are victims too. Police killed Sanford in a shootout after he killed four people at the LDS church in Grand Blanc. The Give, Send, Go page for the Sanfords has raised more than $270,000. At a vigil in Flushing, Michigan, Elizabeth Fonger says she's praying for all the victims.
They're going to have a difficult time getting through the next few days, maybe for years.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Now to Washington, where House Speaker Mike Johnson's turning up the heat on Democrats on day two of the government shutdown.
Today, the only issue is whether they're going to vote to keep the government operating for the people, clear, plain and simple.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Every time we have seen the Senate vote on this package, and keep in mind the House has already approved government funding through November of this year, November 21st to be precise, and so that